Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle. I'm Tyler Stout, joined alongside of Jason Brown and yours truly, Coach Carlisle. How are you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing well, man. Good morning, good people.
So last week, Coach, you split the week. You went 1-1. Tough loss to Fishers.
Mm-hmm. Great welcome back for me.
And then you beat Zionsville. Walk us through what happened in that Fishers game.
Man, I have a group of guys who've actually never really played varsity. So I think it was just a big moment, and there's a lot of nervousness to pass around the room. And we had 15 turnovers in the first half, and probably half or more of those were we just turned over on our own, unforced. So I think that was really the beginning of the end, and unraveled us. Our goal is under 10 turnovers for the game. If you had that in the first half, it'll be really tough to win.
Yeah, and you went to a hostile environment like Fishers, and you said you had a lot of young guys, but that JV game, that was quite a game, double overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up getting the win. Varsity didn't end up, but I feel like that's a good experience point for the guys. And then you guys went to Zionsville and won. Walk us through that game.
Great first half. After watching it on film, it was a little – wasn't as good as I thought it was in person. excuse me. Some of the same things that we kind of struggled with the first game, we struggled with in the second game because – we had 15 turnovers, and majority of those was in the third quarter. In the third quarter of the Fishers game, even though we didn't play great in the first half, that third quarter was terrible as well. So just some things that we need, some insight for me, to things that we need to work on, and we'll continue to get better. But like you said, we came out with a win, so we'll take all those we can.
And last week on Conversation with Carl, you said something about daily wins. That's like the team motto this year. You guys got the win against Zionsville. Looking ahead at this week, you have all week to practice, and then Saturday you go against Greenfield Central. What is the practice plan this week for Greenfield?
Well, they have probably one of the better players, if not the best player in Indiana this year, and Braylon Mullins, a UConn commit. We played him this summer, and he had his way, kind of. So this time around, of course, this one counts. We'll try our best to slow him down. I think that a majority of what they do runs through him. So we'll focus on trying to figure out how to crack their zone. They play zone. They're 100% zone team. Up 20, down 20, they're in the zone. We'll have to play against that, so we'll prepare with that in mind, and most definitely we'll prepare to try to make sure that Braylon Mullins doesn't get off the way he's been doing. He had 35 the first game.
So you guys are missing a huge part of the team, Mark Zachary, and you said you have young guards. And I saw in an article that this is like a good learning point for the young guards that you have. How, after this first week, who has stood out the most to you?
I mean, it's new for all of them, even our seniors. So we didn't have Jameer Avery against Fishers, and I think that him coming back and playing against Zionsville was huge for us. But for me, honestly, the young guards, Marcus Poe, I think that Taj Long, although he's an upperclassman, these are like first meaningful varsity minutes that these guys are getting. TJ Minor, who was on with me last week, and Jay Sean Ladd, those guys, man, they're getting valuable minutes early in hostile environments that I believe by the end, you know, I'm not real interested in what and how you ranked or however you play at the beginning of the season. I want us to be playing our peak basketball at the end of February and in March. So I think this will help build depth for us because we'll have young guys to play a lot of minutes that they otherwise wouldn't have had the opportunity to play. So Marcus Poe, man, I think the first game he was very nervous and he came in and had some uncharacteristic turnovers, but in the second game against Zionsville he was better. So if we can just incrementally get better every day, every game, then by the time we get to the time where it really matters, then we'll be right there.
Coach, if you could play Fishers right now, what would you change
on offense and defense, and especially guarding Jason Gardner Jr.?
Man, you know, I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a great team. If you look at the final score, it's not indicative of really what the game was. Like I said, we had unforced turnovers at half court, and there's no defense for here, go take a layup, right? So they had maybe 20 points that we just gave to them, maybe probably 30 points that we just gave to them. So when we played, when we got in the half court and we executed, we scored almost every time. So for me, the positive is if we just calmed down, I think it was a little bit of nervousness and a little bit of the moment was a little bit too big for our young guys. If once we calm down and understand this is just what it is, then I don't think I changed much. I think that Jason Gardner Jr. had a pretty good game, but if you look at it, he only scored maybe twice in the half court. The rest of them was stick up at half court, turnover, dunk, turnover, layup, all of them. The only two or three guys made a jump shot. They really didn't execute all that well in the half court. So, great team, worthy of the number one ranking. Hostile environment to have to go into and play with young guys and never really played varsity. But I think a lot of it was self-inflicted for us. So, if we just clean those things up, we may not win the game, but it doesn't look the way that it looks.
Yeah, me and Brody were on that call with that game, and we were talking, we was like, I feel like the guys got to slow down once they get in their head and they start rushing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I seen with Taj and Marcus. They kept pushing, and they was dribbling with their head down. It wasn't really looking up, and they had people wide open. I feel like when they first got in, they were a little bit nervous, and they wasn't really experienced with the game at that varsity level.
Well, we saw the same things. I think that for me, I tell them, give me one 1,000 before you go. Just so they can kind of slow down and see what's in front of them. I was taught that bad basketball players catch and shoot and bad basketball players catch and dribble. And what that means is before you look, you do it. Like there's great opportunities for catch and shoot, but you have to see what's in front of you first. Because I may be open for a shot, but I might have a guy open for a layup. And that layup is a better shot for us, higher percentage shot. So you couldn't tell this in the NBA right now, but a higher percentage shot is three. It's a layup, not the three. So I caution them to catch, turn, and look. I caution them to give me one 1,000s when they catch the ball so they're not moving so fast. So right now that's really the only problem that we have when we turn the ball over is we just moving a little bit too fast. We just need to slow down.
Yeah, Coach. So that Fishers team was tough. Will that be, I know for a fact it'll be a learning point for the rest of the season, mm-hmm. that turnovers. How do you plan on implementing that into practice each day and saying, hey, that turnovers are an issue. Let's not have that happen again.
Well, for me, and a lot of people told me I was being a little soft. Well, you know, you miss a year and you have a lot of time to think about things that you do. You try to improve on a lot of things. So for me, I was trying to be – I'm still a transformational coach, but there has to be some transactions when you're doing things that you're not supposed to do. So for me this week, last week leading into Zionsville, there were some consequences that was addressed and assessed to those guys doing the things that they want to do as opposed to things that we need them to do for us to be successful as a team. So we'll continue with those until those problems get themselves corrected. And then once we get to that point, I think that you'll see one of the better teams in the state, if not the best. I feel like by the end of the year, nobody will want to play us.
Yeah, you guys are playing in great or very hostile environments. I think that will get your guys ready later in the season. The season's still very young. This is week two of the season. So I'm looking forward to seeing this team improve throughout the year, especially the young guys improve. That will conclude conversations with Carlisle for this week. The boys will be in action Saturday. Thank you, Coach.
Make sure you guys come out, man. The game time has changed from 4:45 to 8:15. We are right up the street at Brownsburg, where we play a top 10 team in Greenfield Central with Braylon Mullins. But come out and support your Giants so we come get this win.
Thank you, JB. And that will do for Conversations with Carla.